All right, Jim Russell here with the Wrestling Edition Choked Out Radio on the go. 25th anniversary. Kevin Nash cannot fly into New York City because of his knee. Speculation of Daniel Bryan. Vegas has the odds of him entering the Rumble, which I don't know. We'll see. I doubt it, but Vegas has him winning, so we'll see what happens there. If he was to win the Rumble, it would alter storyline. It wouldn't make sense. I still think Daniel Bryan will square off against Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. Goldberg has been inducted into the Hall of Fame. Whether you love him or hate him, he did what he did in WCW. Was one of the only graduates, or not only graduates, but one of the most successful graduates of their school, or one of their homegrown superstar, so to speak, went through the ranks, even defeated Hulk Hogan in the Georgia Dome to win the championship of the world. And he was able to sit out his contract, wrestle in the WWE, win the heavyweight championship, leave, come back, and was able to win the Universal Championship. He did a lot during the Monday Night Wars. The dream match was always Austin versus Goldberg, ball guy against ball guy, but just never transpired. Austin's last wrestling match was against The Rock at WrestleMania 19 and has not wrestled since. So you have that. Then, of course, you have the rumors of perhaps Braun Strowman winning the championship. Most likely he would pin Kane, which put him in a program with Braun Strowman against Reigns for the championship. But what does Lesnar do? You could always do Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley, who recently left Impact Wrestling. You could always do that as a double main event. EC3 has also left. I met EC3, very nice guy, down to earth. Met him at House of Glory in 2016 or 2017. I don't remember when it was. It was one of those years. And we'd love to see him return to the WWE. And as you know, if you don't know, he was in the first NXT, whatever, season or whatever. Derek Bateman actually teaming with Daniel Bryan for some ridiculous challenges. But long story short, he went to Impact. He was EC3 related to Dixie Carter and went all the way to the top and reinvented himself. And he's going to come back and hopefully do really well, whether he stays in NXT or whether he goes straight up to the main roster. Now, well, he could be a surprise entrant into the Rumble. Daniel Bryan could be a surprise entrant into the Rumble. But before the Rumble, you have Raw 25, where you have Austin, Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker, John Cena, DX, aka DX with Triple H, obviously. You have a lot of individuals. Scott Hall, the list goes on and on. Chris Jericho will be in the house now, and which is expected from The Undertaker. To challenge John Cena or vice versa, and we're going to finally see Cena versus Taker live from New Orleans. If that was to happen, then that would certainly close the show as far as being the main event of WrestleMania. And then you would still have Reigns, Lesnar, and then you could do whatever you do after that. So the top two matches for sure for WrestleMania 34, Reigns, Lesnar, unless they call it audible, and then Cena versus Taker. Now, you also, Bobby Roode won the United States Championship. They fast forward because they realize they have way too many matches for the Royal Rumble, and Bobby Roode is your United States Champion. So that's great for Bobby Roode, who wins his first singles championship on the main roster, who's ascended well, who's transitioned well to me so far. I mean, obviously, he's not going to skyrocket and be a champion of some sort, but he has done well. A lot of individuals don't transition well. He has done really well. His theme song is very catchy. The gimmick's very catchy, and I think he will do well on the main roster. Also, I expect The Miz to defeat Roman Reigns for the IC Championship so that Reigns could transition into a program against Brock Lesnar. The only thing that could hold back Roman Reigns is the steroid scandal. And if he's found guilty of being on that